Just after the final whistle, he called me.
He called you?
Yeah, he called me and gave his thanks to us. And of course, I congratulated him. And I think they and he deserved it very well. Because, everyone on beginning of the season would have thought of Leicester, yes, they said you're a fool. But at the end, what is, I think, respectable and admirable, that being on top, and then everyone is writing, this is a new champion, then normally you get a reaction in a team, oh, we are the title, and now. But they didn't implode. They didn't implode. And that, I think, deserves a lot of respect, that they kept on fighting, but kept on playing as well. So highly deserved.
How fondly regarded is Claudio Ranieri from this club?
From this club?
From Chelsea, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know his past here, but a lot of things happen always in careers. But I think he what he did with Leicester, deserves a lot of credit to him.
This Leicester City achievement, winning the Premier League title with all these heavyweights that have fallen short, just how big an achievement, how much of a shock in sport or in football do you think this is?
Yeah, but shocks are good in football and in sports.
It's a massive shock, though, Gus, isn't it?
Huh?
It's a massive shock they've done.
It's a shock, but it's also for other clubs. We have the established, let's say, four or five clubs in the Premier League, and it's always good when some shocks happening. And also in the when you see the near future, all the clubs also, let's say, with all the respect, the lesser fortune clubs, they are also able to sign big players nowadays. So it's interesting for the competition in Premier League.
Do you think it's a massive wake up call for the big clubs, Chelsea included, and that it's going to be a one off?
Yeah, it's of course Chelsea has made the championship last year. Had a massive drop this especially first half of the year, and that's of course for everyone a wake up call.
Thanks, Gus.
It was very tense out there. You're very experienced. Was that one of the hotter house atmospheres you've experienced?
Yeah, one off. And I've worked in the Latin world, and in the Latin world it's always very emotional, and that's okay. Not the incidents, of course. There were some incidents. I haven't seen them back, but I think it's this was a very emotional game.